You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So women's ministries play a significant role in the life of the church, offering opportunities for spiritual growth, community and service. So today we'll be discussing the impact and opportunities that come through with the women's ministries. What is their department, their movement, their everything? We are joined on the line by Sister Inonge Msoka, who's going to be helping us with this one. My sister, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hi, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
Thank you for having me.
Indeed. Before we start, my sister, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay, let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the time that you've given us to share about the amazing ministry of women ministries. As we speak on its impact, may the Spirit be with us and be with the listeners. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. You know, so we do have women's ministries in all churches. I believe even outside of our denominations, you know, other denominations as well, they do have that particular department, because they know if they don't have that department, things might not go well. How has now, looking at your life, Sister, how has participation in women's ministries now impacted your spiritual growth and relationship with God? And is it something that you decided that I'm going to be part of these ministries and be fully there? Because some of us are part of it, but we don't even know what's happening.
Hi, thank you. I have been a part of women's ministries for quite a while now. And for me, it has really helped me grow spiritually, because one thing I like to say is I love women, people who are going through the same life experiences as you. You know, men don't go through what women are going through, but women are going through equal, like fair enough, the same life experiences. And not only are you going through the same life experiences, in women's ministry, you're holding on to the same belief. You believe in God. You believe similar things and similar doctrines, rather. So it's a way for us to come together and encourage each other as women who are facing similar challenges and facing different parts and stages in life, where we can encourage each other in the word and even just lean on one another for an extra hand, say.
So looking at the women's ministries, some they've also combined it with Dockers, while some they have separated it with Dockers, but they are all doing something, in the communities and everything else. So what the role does, the community and fellowship with women's ministries play in a sense of belonging and connection within the church? Because sometimes, you would be going out to retreats, you'd be going out to conferences. Now you have this group of sisters that you're surrounded with, but sometimes we do not have that. So what role does it have, it play, when you're having this community of beautiful sisters with you?
As you had mentioned, community, it gives you a sense of belonging, that you are not an outcast, that there are people who are there for you, they're always there for you, especially if you go for the retreats or the congresses. It's such a beauty to see that there are so many women who are gathered for the same purpose that you are gathered for as well. And for me, that just warms my heart whenever I see women coming together to worship and praise God. And what they do in the community, as you mentioned, some churches do combine it with Dockers. Some do work together with Adventist Community Services. And they go out into the community to help those who are less privileged. Some have adopted orphanages. Some have adopted wards in hospitals. And they just go out and share the love of Christ with everyone.
So looking at, that most of the time it's not just about retreats. There are other things that happen, that happen in the women's ministries. There are devotions, there are prayer breakfasts, there are prayer bands. There are all of these things that happen, So in what way now has the women's ministries empowered you to use your gifts, your gifts, your talents, to benefit others and the advancement of the kingdom? Because yes, we can be having all of those things, but sometimes we're like, me, I'm just going to keep my singing to myself, and everything else. But now, how has it helped you in terms of your gifts and talents?
Well, women's ministries offers a platform for women to participate, or can I say, to share the stage. For lack of better words, to share the stage. So for me, I'm a speaker. So usually I'm asked to share something or I'm asked to speak. And in the women's ministries programs, that's where I can easily lend my gift and my talent, and also use my talents to uplift Christ and to bring others into the kingdom. So it brings a platform for women, on their own to either preach and share the word with other women. On Women's Ministries Day, they're sharing with the entire church. They're sharing their singing, their talents, the word that God has shared with them, and their testimonies as well. And that also uplifts everyone who is there.
So seeing that, you know, sometimes as women, you know, women are quite interesting. Sometimes, you know, we may have issues with women because of whatever. And I sometimes believe that it's a stereotype, you know. We are not like that. We are nice people as women. And we get along very nice, very well, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, we don't have issues, Tina. It's a stereotype, you know. So how has, for example, issues of mentoring relationship within women's ministries influenced your spiritual or can influence someone's spiritual journey and personal growth? Because sometimes it's good to have that sister who's going to hold your hand and say, we can do it. Let's work together. Or let us study this particular Bible verse or scripture or scenario. So how is the mentoring, in fact, in that particular department?
Okay, so for me, I would say I agree with you. It's a stereotype that women don't support women. Women do support women. If you're going through something and you find a woman near you, if you approach her, she will help you. That's what women do. We look out for each other. And in looking out for each other in mentoring, I would say I was participating in women ministries programs from a young age. My mom would always carry me for prayer breakfasts when I think from as young as 10. She would just say, oh, there's a prayer breakfast. Do you want to go? Okay, let's go. And I would be maybe the youngest in the room. And you know that these women who, for me, it was such an awe-inspiring experience because you're seeing women who are supporting each other, leaning on each other. Even though as a child, you may not understand what they're going through, but the fact that they have each other when they're each going through something was amazing for me to witness. So as I've grown through the years, I've had people mentor me from the same prayer breakfast I've attended, from the same congresses I've attended. If you need prayer, you can ask them to pray for you. If you need professional development advice, there are people who are there who are going through the same thing you're going through. So for me personally, that's the mentoring that I have achieved from the women's ministries. So I would also encourage women who are girl moms. Don't leave your children at home when you're going for a women's ministries event, thinking that no, they'll go for children's ministries. Introduce them to your girlfriends and the sisterhood who they'll know when they're older that they'll always have women who will back them up because you have women who have backed you up. So that's an encouragement to them that your girl child should know that the women who would stand up for her, the women who would go through things for her, because as women, that is what we do. We're a community and we always stand up for each other. So that's just one thing I would say. I've been mentored for a long time. So I had a prayer breakfast last year, I think, and I was speaking at that prayer breakfast. And for me, it was just like a full circle moment of going for prayer breakfast as a young girl to now speaking at a prayer breakfast because of the experience I've had just being around women within the church.
That is good. That is good. And I'm loving it that, you know, you're bringing in the issue of introducing, you know, our younger girls to this thing. So, Sister Inonga, thank you so much, you know, for coming through. Any closing words that you'd like to share to our women in order for them to be part of this? And then after that, please do offer a word of prayer.
Okay, so if you're a woman or young girl, teenage girl listening to this, I would encourage you to find out the work of the women's ministries at your local church or in your region and what they're doing. Try to speak to a women's ministries leader, see how you can get involved, and don't shun the programs when you're called upon. It's an amazing community of sisters, mothers, aunts, grandmas, people who've had life experiences that maybe you haven't had or you've had experiences that they haven't had, and you can easily share your experiences together and lean on each other that way. So get involved in women's ministries. It's such an amazing arm of the church, and you will not regret when you join it. Let us have a word of prayer.
Yes, please.
Dear Jesus, we thank you for the amazing work that you're doing with the women's ministries, not only for the women, but even for the church at large, for the young girls and for their moms, and for showing them that we can look out for each other the way you look out for us. As we go about this day, we pray that you may be with us and your Holy Spirit may fill us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. My sister, thank you so much for coming through and being with us.
Thank you for having
me. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.